Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Choseed, C-H-O-S-E-E-D. Carmen Choseed is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-12-20. Apparently she had been using the backpack sanitizing machine, and after completing her task, she started mopping and experienced pain in the lower back and buttocks across the side and down her left leg. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of, quote, muscular, period, end quote. She did not accept any injections or undergo any surgery in this matter. Apparently she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph, per the record supplied, Ms. Choseed was seen by patient first on 11-13-20. Apparently she stated the previous evening around 5 p.m. she was mopping a floor and then felt sharp pain in the lower back and left gluteus radiating to the feet. Period, Tylenol had made her pain ease up. Period. There was no associated weakness or numbness. Period. She related at work she carries around a large backpack for sanitizing, which is very heavy, and that could have caused some of the pain. Period. She had positive straight leg raising on the left side. Period. Lumbar x-rays showed mild degenerative change, comma, lesser lordosis, comma, and mild vascular calcification, but no fracture. Period. She was diagnosed with sciatica and was prescribed Flexeril and activity modifications. Period. She followed up at patient first through 11-27-20, but remained symptomatic. Period. She was being referred to a specialist with anticipation of full duty release. Period, new paragraph. She was seen by a specialist named Dr. Shailen, S-H-A-I-L-E-N, Woods, beginning 12-15-20, period. He performed exam and found slump test positive on the left for concordant symptoms into the left buttock. Period, she was diagnosed with low back pain as well as lumbosacral radiculopathy and left buttock pain. Period, he referred her for physical therapy and made medication adjustments. Period. Dr. Woods followed her progress over the next many weeks, but she remained symptomatic. Period, new paragraph, a lumbar MRI was done on 3-13-21. Period, it showed minimal degenerative changes. Overall, similar compared to a study of 9-3-18. Comma, for example, with mild bilateral foraminal narrowing at L3-4 and L4-5. Period, and underline this, the fact that she did have a prior MRI speaks to previous low back problems that she did not disclose. Period. She did receive physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She saw Dr. Woods through 5-4-21 when he reviewed the MRI and reevaluated her. Period, her low back pain symptoms had remained stable since the last visit. Period. She was working full time. Period. She was released to full duty and maximum medical improvement effective 5-4-21. Period. Physical exam extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic. She had a birthmark on the right mid-thoracic level, but laterally on the right. Birthmark with the color of ecchymosis. Paired measured approximately 5 inches in circumference. Paired skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Lumbosacral, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Superficial tenderness was elicited with palpation of the left greater trochanter and sciatic notch, but not the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired there was a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions. On 11-12-20, Carmen Choseed was doing mopping and using a sanitizer attached to a backpack when she experienced back pain radiating down her leg. Paired the following day, she was seen by patient first and initiated on conservative measures. Paired, she then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Woods, who had her participate in physical therapy. Paired, a lumbar MRI was done on 3/13/21 and interestingly was compared to a study of 9/3/16. Paired, there were no substantive changes or worsening. Paired, as of 5/4/21, Dr. Woods cleared her for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Paired, new paragraph of the current exam found Ms. Choseed had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Paired, there was superficial tenderness, palpation in the absence of spasm. Paired, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, this is not clinically significant. Paired, moreover, she had a positive reverse flip maneuver on that side, indicative of symptom magnification. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired, in this event, Ms. Choseed and most sustained a soft tissue injury in the form of a lumbar strain. Paired, this was superimposed upon pre-existing back problems and degenerative changes that were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Paired. She is no longer working at the insured. Paired. She was on modified duty, but as a supervisor, she still had to do some of the full duty activities of her subordinates. Paired, she took unpaid leave, stating they did not have light duty upon her return to work. Paired, she then was assigned to a new job in laundry and custodial, so she left. Paired, and that is the end.